Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from HGTV Magazine at hgtv.com. Let's get started with the first article. 5 Best Essential Oil Diffusers of 2025, Tested and Reviewed. We tried some of the most popular, highly rated, ultrasonic and nebulizing scent diffusers to see which ones are worth the hype. Updated on February 18, 2025 by Teresa Holland. From HGTV Shopping Experts. If you like gracing your space with natural scents but aren't a fan of burning real candles, whether for safety, smoke avoidance, or other reasons, an essential oil diffuser might be right up your alley. These tabletop gadgets typically plug into a wall and use ultrasonic with water or nebulizing with undiluted essential oil technology to continuously distribute light, pleasant aromas. We selected several of the most popular, best-selling options to test in a real-life setting. After evaluating them based on mist level, scent power, notable features, cleaning requirements, and ambiance, we narrowed it down to the best essential oil diffusers. Check out our top picks below. Our top essential oil diffuser picks. Best overall, Vitruvi Stone Oil Diffuser, $98 at Amazon. Best value, InnoGear Aromatherapy Diffuser, $30 at Amazon. Best for large rooms, Asakuki Essential Oil Diffuser, $22 at Amazon. Best Smart Pura 4, $50 at Pura. Best Nebulizing Organic Aromas Nebulizing Diffuser for Aromatherapy, $99 at Amazon. Best Overall Vitruvi Stone Oil Diffuser, $98 Amazon. What we like? Sturdy, well-made design, decorative hand-molded ceramic body, sophisticated ambient light color, noticeable scent in large rooms. What we don't like, pricier than average, small water tank. Vitruvi's stone diffuser is a highly rated best-selling product, and after trying it firsthand, we can see why. Made of hand-molded ceramic with a rubber seal to keep the cover securely in place. It's clearly high quality and thoughtfully designed. We tested the white one, but there are several tasteful hues available, from black to terracotta to taupe. This ultrasonic diffuser calls for adding 15 to 20 drops of pure essential oil, any brand you like, to the water tank. When it's powered on, the mist goes about 5 or 6 inches directly up into the air. You can set the timer to run for 4 or 8 hours. And while the water tank is relatively small, just 3 ounces, it's enough to run continuously for the full 8 hours. When the water runs out, the diffuser automatically powers down. The scent was immediately noticeable while sitting right next to it, and within about an hour, it was detectable across a large room. We like the decorative appeal of the stone diffuser. It only has one lead light color, a very warm white, but we found this to be tasteful and sophisticated compared to others that rotate through a rainbow of colors. Though the price is higher than average for an essential oil diffuser, it seems sturdy and well-made. Plus, the brand backs it with a lifetime warranty. Type, ultrasonic, capacity, 3 ounces, auto shutoff, yes, special features, ambient LED light. Best value, InnoGear Aromatherapy Diffuser, $30 Amazon. What we like, reasonably priced, 10 essential oils included, user-friendly with remote, noticeable mist plume. What we don't like, requires frequent cleaning, power cord takes from clean natural aesthetic. The InnoGear Aromatherapy Diffuser set might offer the most bang for your buck. It's under $30 and comes with 10 bottles of essential oil in popular scents like sweet orange, vanilla, eucalyptus, and lemongrass. You can even mix multiple oils to create customized home fragrances. This ultrasonic essential oil diffuser is made of wood mimicking plastic, reminiscent of a genie bottle. We found the curved shape visually pleasing, but the power cord kind of detracts from the clean, natural aesthetic. It has a generously sized 3.5-ounce water tank and says to add a few drops of pure essential oil per use. You can always add more if you find the scent too weak. The tank is easy to clean, but you'll want to dry it out frequently to avoid mildew. On a full tank, the mist will run continuously for about 6 on high or 8 low mode hours. The mist plume is roughly 7 inches on the high setting. You can set the timer to automatically shut off after 1 to 3 hours. It has an optional LED light that rotates through different colors. We like that the illumination is just a strip around the center rather than the entire cover. This essential oil diffuser can also be controlled from across the room with the included remote. Type ultrasonic, capacity 13.5 ounces, auto shutoff, yes, special features, color changing light, remote control. Best for large rooms, Asakuki essential oil diffuser. $22, marked down from $28.99, Amazon. What we like. Noticeable scent from across the room. Colored light adds cool ambiance. Included pitcher for filling water. Can adjust with remote control. What we don't like. Mist blows diagonally instead of upward. No light indicator for high-low mode. If you want the fragrance to be noticeable in a larger space, like a living room, great room, or work studio, get something with a bigger tank, like the Asakuki essential oil diffuser. This unit has a 16.9 ounce water reservoir and comes with a little pitcher, allowing you to fill it up without unplugging it and carrying it over to the sink. The directions say to add 15 to 20 drops of pure essential oil, any brand works, to a full tank of water. We added 20, which seemed to be plenty to make the scent detectable from across a large room after running for about an hour. There are a decent number of settings, including high or low, continuous or intermittent mode, a timer, and an optional light that rotates through 7 colors. There's no light indicator for high or low mode, but it beeps once, low, or twice, high, to tell you which setting it's on. You can control everything on the unit or with the included remote. The mist plume reaches 6 or so inches, but instead of blowing directly from the top, it comes out diagonally from a slit in the side, which kind of resembles someone blowing vape from their mouth. This essential oil diffuser works well and adds to a room's ambiance. Considering the capacity and scent power, it's also very accessibly priced compared to others we tested. Type ultrasonic, capacity 16.9 ounces, auto shutoff, yes, special features, color changing light, remote control, mini pitcher. Best smart, Pura 4, $49.99, Pura. What we like, high-tech, app-enabled design, automatically adjusts to room temperature, small, barely noticeable design, no cleaning required. What we don't like, not decorative, only works with smart vials. The Pura 4 stood out for its visually minimalist, tech-forward design. While it's not decorative, this notably small nebulizing scent diffuser plugs into a wall and is no bigger than a nightlight. In fact, it doubles as a nightlight with optional blue illumination. Behind the magnetized cover are slots for 2 essential oil cartridges, which communicate to the brand's mobile app. It only works with smart vials, which Pura says only contain safe and clean ingredients. But many fragrance brands make them. Capri Blue Volcano, anyone? The Pura 4 detects the vials, and you can choose which of the 2 to use on the app, set a timer, and create a personalized schedule. This smart unit also automatically adjusts the fragrance intensity based on the room's temperature. We were impressed with how noticeable the scent was in a large room. Each smart vial promises to keep your space smelling good for up to 120 hours. This diffuser never needs to be cleaned out either. The only maintenance is replacing the vials. Type, nebulizing. Auto shutoff, no. Special features, mobile app controls, adaptive diffusion, auto scent detection, nightlight. Best nebulizing. Organic Aromas Nebulizing Diffuser for Aromatherapy. $99 Amazon. What we like. Wood and glass body. Elegant teardrop shape. Compact with small footprint. Easy to clean. What we don't like. Glass seems somewhat fragile. Minimal settings. Instead of diluted fragrance in water, this nebulizing diffuser promises to create a stronger aroma by automatically churning pure essential oil into microparticles. You only need to add a few drops at a time to produce visible vapor that blows 4 or 5 inches up into the air. This scent diffuser doesn't have as many settings as others we tested, but this makes it user-friendly. The on-unit dial turns it on and off and adjusts the intensity. It intermittently sends out mist, 2 minutes on, 2 minutes off, and automatically powers down after 2 hours. We found the fragrance noticeable but not overpowering. Combined with the compact size, we think it would be a good option for small or medium-sized rooms. Modeled after an old-fashioned lantern, we like the elegant teardrop shape of this diffuser and found the subtle changing lights appealing. The real wood and glass body offers a natural high-quality aesthetic, though the glass seems like it could break easily if dropped. We also appreciate that, unlike ultrasonic models, this diffuser is super easy to clean. You can rinse the glass with diluted rubbing alcohol to remove the previous scent. Type, nebulizing. Auto, shutoff. Yes. Special features. Color, changing light. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Let's get back to 5 Best Essential Oil Diffusers of 2025, tested and reviewed. How we tested. After unboxing the diffusers, inspecting the materials, and setting them up with water and/or essential oil, we plugged them in and got them running. Each unit was evaluated based on mist level, scent power, features, settings, and cleaning requirements. Mist level. We recorded how many inches into the air the mist or vapor blew out from the diffusers. Some expelled a plume directly upward from a hole in the center of the lids, while others came out diagonally from a slit, the latter having a slight gravitational advantage in terms of inches. We also noted whether the diffusers created a continuous mist, ultrasonic, or periodically blew vapor out, nebulizing. Scent power. Some diffusers called for just a few drops of essential oil to be added to the water tanks or vials, while others suggested adding 20 or more. We noted whether the scent was noticeable immediately and how powerful it was after they were running for multiple hours. Features and settings. We read through the instructions and tested the various features and settings each product had to enhance adjustability, user-friendliness, or ambiance. Some had adjustable speeds, integrated timers, automatic shutoff, color-changing LED lights, or smart controls through a mobile app. Cleaning requirements. The essential oil diffusers were also evaluated based on how easy they were to clean. Ultrasonic models with water tanks had to be emptied and dried off between uses to prevent mildew. Nebulizing units require almost no cleaning and are generally low maintenance. The main thing is adding oil or changing out the cartridges. What to consider before buying an essential oil diffuser. Type. The first thing to consider when buying an essential oil diffuser is the type. The two main categories are ultrasonic and nebulizing. Like humidifiers, ultrasonic diffusers have water tanks you fill with water, then add several drops of essential oil. They use vibrations, ultrasonic waves, to generate a finely scented mist. Nebulizers don't use water or heat. They only use pure essential oil to quietly and discreetly disperse a stronger, more concentrated fragrance. Tank size. If you go with an ultrasonic model, pay attention to the tank size. The scent diffusers we tested had capacities ranging from about 3 to 17 ounces. A larger tank means you won't have to fill it as often, and potentially stronger, more visible mist. Scent power. Are you looking for a diffuser for a small space, such as a bedroom or home office, or do you want something noticeable throughout your main living space? Units with bigger water tanks that produce stronger, continuously scented mist can be good for larger spaces. Nebulizing devices can also have more scent power than small ultrasonic diffusers. Material. Some essential oil diffusers are crafted, at least partially, from ceramic, which offers handmade charm and a decorative appeal. There are also wood and glass options reminiscent of lanterns. Others are made primarily of plastic, whether with illuminated frosted covers or wood-like exteriors. If you're concerned about BPAs or other chemicals in plastics, a natural material like ceramic, glass, or wood might be a better choice. Timer and auto shutoff. Most diffusers we tested had integrated timers you can set to power down after a certain number of hours. Some automatically shut off after a couple of hours, and others turn off once the water runs out. These settings are useful to minimize electricity use and ensure they aren't running all day or night while you're sleeping or away from home. FAQs. What is the best essential oil diffuser? Based on our research and hands-on testing, the best essential oil diffuser is the Vitruvi Stone Essential Oil Diffuser. This model stands out for its sturdy and decorative hand-molded ceramic design, ambient light feature, and ability to produce a noticeable fragrance in large spaces. Though it's more of a splurge, it's backed by a lifetime warranty. What's the best scent to diffuse? The best scent to diffuse is ultimately a matter of personal preference, but many people are drawn to relaxing, uplifting, refreshing, and cozy fragrance profiles. Some of the most popular pure essential oils are lavender, peppermint, tea tree, eucalyptus, rosemary, vanilla, lemon, sweet orange, and ylang ylang. Are essential oil diffusers healthy? According to the American Lung Association and Johns Hopkins University, pure essential oils contain volatile organic compounds, VOCs, that could affect the respiratory system or travel to the brain if inhaled. If you're concerned about health and safety, using an essential oil diffuser in a large space or somewhere ventilated and not sitting right next to it might be best. Also, always follow the brand's instructions and don't add more essential oil than it says to. Are essential oil diffusers safe for pets? Using an essential oil diffuser for a short period in a space where your pet can't access it is likely not a concern, but according to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, ASPCA, pure essential oils can be harmful to pets if they're ingested or come into contact with their skin. So always store your diffuser and oil bottles in a secure place where your fur baby can't get into them. How to clean an essential oil diffuser. To clean an ultrasonic essential oil diffuser, empty the water tank and dry it out thoroughly to prevent mold and mildew from growing inside. Occasionally, you may need to wipe it down with a cloth, scrub the interior with a brush, or rinse it with a solution of distilled white vinegar and water. A nebulizing essential oil diffuser might not require any cleaning, like those that use scent cartridges. But if you have a unit where you add drops of scented oil to a vial, you might need to wash it out occasionally or rinse the vial with rubbing alcohol to remove the previous scent. That concludes the article, 5 Best Essential Oil Diffusers of 2025, Tested and Reviewed. We have time for an article out of Mother Earth News, April, May, 2025. I Can Make That. Sew your own simple pillowcase. I Can Make That is a new department in Mother Earth News, in which we'll share projects anyone can make. We hope they'll add a homemade touch to your space and replace something you'd otherwise buy. We'd love to hear from you. Send photos and details of your craft projects to letters@motherearthnews.com. Mother. Why buy it when you can make it? Story and photos by Ingrid Butler. My sewing machine is my favorite tool. Sewing is how I relax after a long day, and it helps me mend, adjust, and make long-lasting and sustainable garments, bags, and other useful items. The first project I made with my machine was a pillowcase, and while I've long since lost that particular one to many moves, it's still dear to my heart. This pillowcase is simple, sturdy, and machine washable. Its construction is easy with only 3 straight seams and 1 opening. I make new ones from time to time, whenever my pillowcases wear out. This beginner-friendly project, which takes less than an hour from start to finish, is one of the little steps I fit into my life to make it more sustainable. I hope you'll give it a try. Tools and materials. Clothing iron, ruler, tailor's chalk or a washable ink pen, sewing pins, sewing machine, 1 yard cotton fabric. Sewing basics. Here are a few basics to review before you get started with your pillowcase. Back stitching. Whenever you begin and end a line of stitching, back stitch for a few stitches to ensure your seam doesn't easily come undone. Fabric. Different types of fabric have different weights, fiber content, opaqueness, and so on, and thus are better suited for different functions. For this project, consider using quilting cotton or linen for a sturdy pillowcase that can hold up to regular washes. Grain line. This refers to the direction of the woven threads. Woven fabric consists of a warp thread, which runs top to bottom, and a weft thread, which goes left to right. Straight grain refers to the direction of the fabric that's parallel with the warp threads, while the cross grain is perpendicular to the warp threads. The bias is a direction of 45 degrees across the fabric, which allows it to naturally stretch a little. This project is fairly flexible, so you can cut the fabric out on either the straight grain or the cross grain, but not on the bias. You don't want your pillowcase to stretch out or warp. Pins. Pin 2 pieces of fabric together for sewing, but remove the pins as you sew. Never sew over the pins, as doing so can potentially snap the needle of the sewing machine, and the broken bits of the needle could hurt you. You may want to invest in a sewing pin picker upper for locating hard-to-spot pins that have dropped on the floor. Right and wrong sides. Each piece of fabric has a right and a wrong side. The right side is the one where the pattern, color, or print is most visible, whereas the wrong side is the opposite. Selvages. These edges of fabric are already finished as part of the weaving process. They may be solid or have a little fluff at the end. Sewing around corners. When you reach the corner of the fabric, lift the presser foot while keeping the needle in the fabric. Pivot the fabric toward you and then set the presser foot down. Continue stitching. Tailor's chalk. Use it to make marks on the fabric in a non-permanent way. Test it on a scrap piece of fabric to make sure it washes or rubs off fully first, though. Use on a hard, flat surface. Directions. 1. Iron out any wrinkles or folds from your pre-washed fabric to ensure your measurements are as accurate as possible. On the wrong side of the fabric, use a ruler and tailor's chalk to measure and mark out 2 20 by 35 inch rectangles. 2. On the right side of the fabric, mark a line 5 inches from the edge with tailor's chalk, all the way across the shorter length of your rectangle. This is where you'll later form the facing for the pillowcase opening to enclose the raw edges and provide a clean finish. 3. Pin the fabric wrong sides together. Pin 3 of the 4 sides together, both long sides and one short side. Leave the side parallel to the line you drew in, step 2, unpinned, as that'll be your pillowcase opening. 4. Sew 3/8 inch from the edge of the fabric, your seam allowance. 5. Using an overlock or zigzag stitch on your machine, finish the raw edges of the fabric. Using an iron, press the seams flat to one side. 6. With your pillowcase right side out, along the line made earlier, fold back the fabric on the opening toward the inside to the pillowcase. Press flat. Then turn your pillowcase inside out and fold the raw edge under by 1/2 inch. Press this seam and pin it. Sew along the inside edge with a 3/8 inch seam allowance. Enjoy your pillowcase. Ingrid Butler is an editor at Mother Earth News. She enjoys sewing, trying out pickle recipes, learning how to use new tools, and thinking about literature. That concludes the article, Sew Your Own Simple Pillowcase. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.